You ever been mind fucked before?
I don't think so.
I'm mind fucking you right now.
You are?
Can you feel my dick fucking your mind?
Boom! Alec, White Bronco over here. Looks like mind fucking wasn't the only fucking P. Diddy Sean, P. Diddy Combs was doing. That dude on the run apparently right now, and that's interesting. I don't think for a second that the left-hand side, the Department of Homeland Security, was sitting there going, you know what? We got to get to Sean P. Diddy Combs. He's trafficking children. No, they don't care. This Department of Homeland, Gestapo Security, the Department of Justice, Joe Biden, they're all kid fuckers. The whole lot of these people. The FBI is asshole. They're fine with kid fuckers. They gave a complete blank check to Jeffrey Epstein. They did not want to arrest Jeffrey Epstein. They didn't want to arrest Ghislaine Maxwell. They don't want to arrest any of these kid fuckers like Bill Gates, of course, allegedly. Or Paul Krugman, allegedly. All these people with kid porn, allegedly, on their computer, even though Paul Krugman tweeted out that he had kid porn on his computer. But don't worry about it. The New York Times IT department's going to look into it. What? Okay, well, you're all arrested as far as I'm concerned. Anyhow, no, they totally, they're all kid fuckers, a whole lot of these people. And so you just had Sean Combs over here, P. Diddy, if you will, and he settled a sexual assault, sexual trafficking thing a few months ago. And I think what's more likely in this situation is that these people going after Trump, the Joe Bidens and the DNC, the establishment, they're running low on funds, and they needed to burn one of these billionaires that they've been protecting forever. And I think that's what you're seeing right here. I think that's what you're seeing. So Donald Trump keeps winning. He keeps winning. They cannot get those poll numbers down. They cannot dissuade his base. They can't do anything. Everything they do backfires hugely against them. I mean, for fuck's sake, they tried to find him $500 million. That got brought down to $170 million, which is still a stupid, ridiculous amount of money. But he made $6.5 billion today. I mean, his fucking valuation went through the fucking roof. You can't stop this dude. And so the establishment, the DNC, and all these kid fuckers, they don't have the BLM grift that they had in 2020 that they were laundering money from. The Ukrainian spigot got turned off. So they're sitting there going, okay, we need to burn one of these bullshit billionaires that the regime and the establishment has concocted and protected. And that's this fucking idiot over here. This guy's not fucking talented. Have you met this fucking idiot? It's all pops and boops, boys. It's fucking this guy... There are far more talented people out there. They're pumping your gas, right? They're cutting you pieces of meat at the fucking deli, right? They just don't get the protection, the amplification, and the gaslighting, the astroturfing that some dipshit like this or Beyonce or these other trash fucking whores get. And so they keep these people up and in orbit for a reason, and when it gets time to burn one of them, here you go. This is what, so now they're gonna take this dude's mansions, they're gonna take his money, they're gonna take his corporation, and they're going to take all of his money, and they're gonna funnel it to the DNC. They're gonna funnel it to all these criminals that are going after national populisms. I mean, this is just the globalists eating their fucking nose so they can get some money. That's what it looks like. I mean, because again, they don't arrest any of these other kid fuckers. There's plenty of kid fuckers out there. They don't arrest any of these people. They let them go. So I don't think that the Department of Homeland Security or Department of Justice was like, oh, look, we caught Sean Combs over here. Let's arrest him. That's not how any of this works. That's not how any of this works. And on top of it, they didn't even get the dude. So he's some sort of criminal mastermind that was able to evade the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Justice, the FBI, all these fucking people. No, they let him fly away, by the way. They're like, no. He got a heads up. This motherfucker is in an airplane right now flying across the breadth of America like a Chinese motherfucking spy balloon. All right, get NORAD up there. Get this fucking... He's a human trafficker? Texas, scramble jets, and tell him to fucking land that fucking plane. No, they're going to let him fly all the way to the Caribbean. They're going to let him go. Breaking. Private jet owned by Sean P. Diddy Combs. A private jet. Fucking White Bronco Airlines over here. Has left the U.S., Combs' residences were raided by the Department of Homeland Security in connection with a sex trafficking investigation. The flight path of the plane appears to be headed towards Cape Verde. Cape Verde has no extradition treaty with the U.S. They're letting him get away. They're not actually interested in stopping a human trafficker. They're not actually interested in getting any justice or any... No, it has nothing to do with it. These people don't care. I mean, the Clintons are murderers. The Clintons are kid fuckers. The Clintons are fucking human traffickers, allegedly, of course. Joe Biden's still showering with his fucking daughter. That dude's 80-something years old. She's got to be in her fucking 40s, 50s. He's still showering. He's a fucking pedophile. Allegedly, of course. They're all pedophiles. No, no, no. If you see a person worth $1 billion getting burned by the regime or the establishment right now. And again, this guy is a rampant anti-Trumper. He on the fucking plantation. There's our boy D-Day Cobra. Those that preach the loudest have the most to hide. Yeah, Diddy comes. White men like Trump need to be banished.
White men like Trump need to be banished. That way of thinking is real dangerous. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll bet you want to banish anybody who wants to arrest kid fuckers, you weirdo. And again, the only reason you're going to be allowed to be as big as P. Diddy is if you are a kid fucker. They got to keep you all compromised. They got to keep you all on that fucking leash so they can pull your fucking card when they need to. And then, boom, here you go. Here you go. Right? They just missed Epstein for all those decades. They missed Ghislaine Maxwell. They miss Jimmy Savile. They just miss all of these people? Nah, shit, no. Shit, no. So now they're going to take all of his houses. They're going to take all of his businesses. They're going to take his corporation. They're going to bleed that fucking dry, pump it into the system that is being used to gaslight, propagandize, and astroturf against Donald Trump and anybody who supports national populism and the arresting of kid fuckers. But there you go. Dude's on the fucking run. On the run. So are we going to arrest his? Who's flying this fucking plane? Are we just going to let him fly back in to this country after this? Huh? Does he got a fucking Cape Verde pilot over here? Got a diversity, equity, and inclusion Cape Verde lesbian pilot? We're just going to let that person take somebody who's fleeing from the cops come back? No. No. Arrest everybody involved in this. The only people who got arrested in this situation are the fucking cooks and the cleaners at these mansions, by the way. They all got walked out in fucking handcuffs. But the dude that they look... How'd you miss this dude? You don't know where this guy's at? He's got an entire entourage. You can't find this fucking dude? No, get the shit out of here. You let him go. You let him go. But there you have it. Sean fucking PDD Combs is on the run. That's hilarious. All right, guys. Thanks so much for watching the video. Support channel. You're kept up to date on all of these billionaires who seem to be child traffickers. Allegedly, of course, which is weird. Hit that subscribe button and make way. Because the salt must flow.